Now, the Austrian trial, unlike the other switching trials, actually randomized you before you started any endocrine therapy. And all the analyses that have been presented thus far have actually not been analyzed from that time point, but actually analyzed not from the point of randomization, but from the point at which patients were switched at 3 years. And those patients actually seem to do particularly well, a little bit better than the patients in the other two trials that had started from the very beginning. What happened in that trial, however, is they presented the 5-year analysis as if they'd randomized it from the point of randomization, from the very initiation of any hormonal therapy. And what they found was that there was a 24% proportional risk reduction, a hazard rate of 0.76. And to my eye, what that looks like is it looks very much like the proportional risk reduction in the ATAC trial at the same time point. So I think it leaves open the question of whether or not you should start with an aromatase inhibitor or you should switch. And the presenter actually pointed out that it might involve some cost savings if that's really the interpretation, because you could give a much less expensive drug, tamoxifen, for a while and then switch over to an aromatase inhibitor. You know, these two trials, the ATAC trial, for instance, and Big Femta, as opposed to the Austrian study 8, the switching study, that's an indirect comparison. And so I think we're waiting for the other information to come in from the Big Femta study where the switching is formally compared to 5 years of tamoxifen or 5 years of letrozole so that we really get the complete picture there.